Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And we're going to kick this day off the way when everything is right, when all the stars are aligned, and when the planets are aligned, the stars are... Okay, let's just forget this astrology. Joining me now is writer and podcaster Rob Morris. Good afternoon, sir.
Well, it is an anniversary, so I guess we are talking about the Earth moving around. Bill, I was on the Weekly Bullet this weekend with Mike Piwoworski and Brooke Cheney. We talked about gun owners and suicide. I had a bunch of things I'd planned to talk about, and then I noticed a post where Tyson. A dear friend of yours, the guy who gave you the start in the radio business.
Yep.
Tell us about that.
Tyson came from a moneyed family in the low country of South Carolina, and he was a big talk radio fan. And when I was like on the third radio show I ever did. Hadn't done a podcast yet. This is the third live radio show I've done. And this guy comes diddy bopping into the studio. And I was wondering how there was going to be a fifth because I'd only paid for four. It was pay to play. And, He sat there for a minute, and he asked me what I was trying to do, and I told him, he said, I'm going to back you. And he started paying for things. And, I mean, one time I was convinced he was a nut because he comes to me one day and he says, listen, let's go look at this and go prove this. And we got there, and he had bought five or six billboards around the city of Columbia, South Carolina. He showed me, he paid $16,000 for that for 90 days. He's like, well, I know most people have never heard of you, so at least I'm going to let them know you're out there.
To promote and, your show.
Yeah, he was bankrolling the show. And one day that part of it ended, of course, because everything ends. But, I mean, he was the one that got me going in the first place. And then when I started filling in at WORD, because WORD in South Carolina is the biggest talk station out there, he was as proud as if he had given birth. Because I was on the biggest talk outlet. Columbia, South Carolina is not a big talk radio town. But it's made up for by this WORD because its signal reaches all the way down there. And the week of Christmas, or the week after Christmas, leading up to New Year's, I filled in all week there for that. And he called the show every day, and he would ask questions every day, and he just sounded like himself. He just sounded all regular and everything. And then I got a call from a guy named Rowan Garcia Quintana. Rowan worked with Lee Atwater in the Reagan campaign and worked within the Reagan organization when Reagan was president. And he called me and told me that Tyson had taken his own life. And Tyson had texted me about 9 months before, showing me a picture of him in his car. His car had hit a tree doing about 90. And he was all messed up and everything. And it is now theorized that he tried to kill himself then. And then he did end up successfully doing that because whatever was eating at him, nobody knew about. Supposedly. I don't know. I never got any answers about that. But it was I still think about him daily. That popped up when I was thinking about him, of course. And so I just said, okay, I'll share that again. And he would be having a good time right about now. He would have loved the whole whole thing
that
where
proud
we see. Well, I don't know if he'd been proud of me. He liked politics, and he liked the rough and tumble of politics. And what he liked about me was I say things that most people don't want to say on the air. At least he thought so, and I do too. So anyway, yes, sir.
Right, and in this now, interesting, Brooke Cheney was of the attitude: if you've got a friend in trouble, call them. Just, you know, check in on them. Hey, I haven't heard from you. I want to make sure you're okay. Tell me you're okay. How are you? And Mike Piwaworski was the suicide watch officer for some military organizations he'd been, both active and later reserve. And he goes, nah. No, I wouldn't be that discreet. I'd go, are you thinking of committing suicide? Look me in the eye. Tell me yes or no. Because I want to help you if you are. And don't, you know, and I didn't realize that. I had heard that people who were suicidal didn't think of it as a bad thing. They thought it was release. It was relief from what was torturing them. Which is just shocking to you and I. But I thought we'd bring it up and honor your friend by saying it out loud. Are you going to commit suicide? If you are, reach out. There are people there to help you. If you've got friends in trouble, give them a call. Thank you, Bill.
Yes, well, absolutely. The troubling part about suicide, that affected me so deeply. I've had a psychologist on the show named Dr. Linda Lagerman.
Hmm.
And I had this dream. And it was Tyson would take us. We would go somewhere, and Tyson would have this thought. And we would drive there, and we'd be sitting there, and then it was like the thought would leave him, and then we'd go somewhere else. And the things he would do to support the show, like one time he took me somewhere in this dilapidated old pickup truck, and we went to this precious metals place, and he had browbeat somebody into supporting the radio show, but they didn't give him any cash, so what he did was he gave him, like, I think it was like $7,000 worth of gold.
Wow.
And he has me diddy bop into the precious metals place. And the guy knows the gold's coming. He's got a check waiting. I don't know why I had to do it, but I go in there and I do it, and I bring it out to him and I give it to him. And he's like, now we're in business. And I had a dream of him in that dilapidated pickup truck picking me up. And I asked him in the dream if he was okay. And he smiled at me and he said, yeah. And I told Dr. Lagerman about that. She said, here's the problem with suicidal people as far as us trying to save them. When they decide that they're going to commit suicide, when they come to this, they finally have reached whatever, they've been looking for resolution, some sort of solution to the things, whatever is mattering to them. And when they come to that, that's the first moment of peace they've known.
Wow.
So.
Wow.
So he tried to commit suicide with a car, and that didn't work, and then he resorted to a gun.
Well, and that happens particularly around the holidays. For some, it's seasonal affective disorder. It happens late in spring. Well, the people you love, dear, call your friends. I don't know what else to say, Bill. You've got more experience with this than I do.
Well, I mean, you knew, didn't you knew Bob Owens? Didn't you know him?
Yes, I did. I saw him, we all saw him, what, how many days before he committed suicide? It was
right after the NRA thing, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bob had a lot going for him, too. He had a lot going for him. He had a book deal. He was the editor-in-chief at BearingArms.com. It's, whatever it is, you know, be observant of your people around you. Tell everybody how to find you right quick. We're heading into the first break.
I co-host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast and co-host the Polite Society podcast each week. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, the writing is picked up at Amaland, and I write the weekly Armed Citizen Call.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We are talking with Rob Morse, writer and podcaster. I got a question for you.
Okay, Bill.
Now, something popped up the other day. I don't know how. And I have to confess, I got so much stuff going on. I really don't have much time to pay attention to anything. And it said... The Polite Society podcast returns.
Right.
And I was just thinking to myself.
Where'd it go?
Where's it been? What's it been? I mean, did you guys go on hiatus or something? I mean,
well, yes. My colleague Paul Lathrop had a stroke 4 or 5 months ago now. When that happened, we shut down till when he was in the hospital. Then we came back video only on Facebook and YouTube, and now we're back as a podcast. You can put us in your pocket again.
Okay. And Paul is all healed up?
Yes and no. No, in the sense that his doctor said, yes, you're recovering, yes, you're remapping, but those parts of your brain that were affected are never coming back. You know, if they haven't by now. So he's got some deficits. He struggles for words, trying to make it work.
Well, I mean, I did too when I was up. Here I am going, well, when the moon and the stars, I didn't know what I was talking about. I just figured out, let's be lyrical, let's be poetic. It might have helped if I knew what I was talking about. That would have been probably pretty good too. So, okay. You know, I don't think that's actually going to be a... I hope that is not an impediment for him.
Me too. You and I hope both are agreed in that. Shall we jump into Chicago, this being the first hour on Monday?
Let's do that. But if we actually literally do it, let's take guns. But anyway, absolutely. Let's jump into
well,
Chicago.
Well, exactly. We'd hate to be the only person there who didn't have one.
Right.
I was shocked, actually. From Friday afternoon to Monday morning, 7 people were shot in Chicago. But this weekend was extraordinary. No one died of those wounds. And that's the first weekend like that that I can remember in the couple of years that we've been reporting it. I don't know why the gangs aren't filling up the morgue as usual. God bless that it's not. Now, Chicago, this is the same city, after setting record number of homicides, the same city where a Chicago alderman told us that what we should do is run toward an attacker and blow a whistle in order to stop crime.
Wow. Are you sure that Chicago alderman had not had a stroke? That does not sound like a good tactic to me.
Bill, it does sound like a Bobby from the 1890s, right?
Yeah.
Bobby working for Scotland Yard.
I'm coming at you and I'm going to beat you with my truncheon club.
Yeah. Not the drug guys in Chicago. They'll kill you. Speaker of the Senate whose husband was carrying
Lightford.
A gun.
Lightford.
Yeah, while she's there telling, oh, you know, the little people shouldn't have them. And so I ran some numbers over the weekend. We save thousands of lives a day. Well, okay, what does that mean? What does it mean, you know? That's nice. How big is that? We save twice as many lives as we lose from emphysema from smoking, by strokes, Alzheimer's, diabetes, kidney failure, flu and pneumonia, and by suicide combined. Take that number, double it. That's how many we save with a firearm. That means it's really hard to do any good if you restrict guns. I mean, until I put it that way, it didn't make any sense to me. Wow.
Well, I mean, if you think about how many people use guns for self-defense, you know, we say it's between 8,000 and 9,000 times a day. Now, 9,000 is probably very close to my first duty station as far as active duty soldiers that we had in Bamberg, West Germany, in the whole post.
Wow.
And, I mean, we were 2 mechanized infantry units, an engineers unit, a field artillery unit, and some tankers. And we were the heavy metal playground. And but that's about how many soldiers we had milling about doing our thing. And, you know, when you think about CDC said 3 million defensive gun uses a year.
Right.
That would mean that half of my state does it annually.
Yeah. Yeah. And so if you say, in order to, classic example, and I was just talking to the people who say this isn't what you do. If someone says, I want to prevent suicide, so you have to have a mental health check before you can get a gun, you're going to cost more lives. Because when you're saving, I use the number 1.7 million. That's from the latest poll. You and I agree. Yes, we've seen that number come back as large as three. When you're saving 3 million lives a year with a firearm, and then you say, in order to save 20,000, we're going to slow down gun access, you're more likely to lose lives than save it. You know? Wow.
Well, I think the biggest reason we see as many suicides with guns as we do is the demographic of who commits suicide.
Yes.
And that's people in our age group. For all the problems we supposedly bring being Caucasians in the United States, we're also the biggest group of suicidal people out there. We're the biggest demographic when it comes to that. And these people, for whatever reason, they get to that point, they use a gun because it's going to work the first time.
Right? Isn't it? Right, it does work the first time. Oddly, the one demographic that has similar suicide, I got to call it fatality rates. I can't call it success rates, are urban Chinese women. They use insecticide, and there's no recovery from that. Like a gun. It's just, they can't do anything.
Well, I mean, That's a lot of discipline there to go do that.
Right.
That's a lot of discipline to kill yourself using insecticide. That's got to be excruciatingly painful to go through.
But as you said, and I think it is so enlightening, this is their chance at relief.
Yep.
Once they've made that decision, they go, finally, it'll stop hurting.
Thankfully. Wow. Tell us how to find Rob Morse, if you'd be so kind.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and then I get to co-host the Polite Society podcast each week. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing is picked up at Ammoland, and I also get to write the weekly Armed Citizen column at Ammoland.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting. In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNA Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Weather disasters cost the United States $145 billion in 2021. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration saying the country experienced 20 weather events that caused at least $1 billion of damage each. The year marked the second year in a row with 20 or more billion-dollar climate disasters. It brings the five-year total to $750 billion. Gas prices aren't moving. The AAA national average price for regular is $3.30 a gallon, where it's been since last Thursday. The national average is 99 cents a gallon, higher than it was a year ago. This as website GasBuddy.com believes gas will be $4 a gallon by the time summer hits. This is USA Radio News. The entertainment world is mourning the death of Bob Saget.
Deputies were called to the Ritz-Carlton in Orlando, Florida, Sunday for a call about an unresponsive man in a hotel room. The man was later identified as actor-comedian Bob Saget and pronounced deceased on the scene. A cause of death has yet to be determined. Mary-Kate Olsen and Ashley Olsen are deeply saddened after the former Full House co-star unexpectedly died at 65. The girls jointly said Bob was the most loving, compassionate, and generous man. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Actor Alec Baldwin says he will comply with the probe into the fatal shooting on the movie set of Rust in New Mexico. A search warrant was issued for Baldwin's cell phone last month. He says there are complicated channels to get the phone, especially for someone who lives out of state. More news online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show, well, you know what, I don't even need to do that, not yet, because SHOT Show hasn't happened yet. That's liable to be filled with some brand new partner. But instead, we're going to talk to writer and podcaster Rob Morse.
One thing I noticed to wrap up that topic, you and I are both very impressed with Mike Cellini and Jake Wiskirchen, the two dynamic duo at Walk the Talk America. Their attitude has been, don't hide mental health issues from gun owners. If you've got a problem, go get it treated. The thing that festers is what will kill you. Go get help. Do whatever it takes. And
see, here's the problem with that, though.
Yeah?
I remember back in the 90s up here in the upstate of South Carolina, they had these places called charter hospitals, which were mental health hospitals. And you could go. You could check yourself in if you felt like you needed to do it. Mm-hmm. And there was no stigmatism to it at the time. And there were still psychiatrists and psychologists and everything else. Now, there's very few places to go like that. If you go to a psychiatrist, and I know this for certain, in most cases, you're not actually going to talk to a psychiatrist or a psychologist. You're going to talk to their PA.
Right.
And they're going to do nothing but prescribe drugs to you.
Wow.
It's not therapeutic. It's, tell me what's going on with you. And then they write a book of prescriptions.
Wow.
And, In the last time I actually dealt with a full-blown psychologist who actually did the investigative work was Kim has a post-concussive brain injury that has put her, she's out on disability. She's disabled. She can no longer do a lot of things she used to do. Like Paul, you know, she's had a brain injury. And he was the one that diagnosed her. But everybody else was out there thinking she was doing wanted pain pills.
Oh, wow.
Some of the stuff they wrote, you know, I would look at it and just toss it in the garbage. I'd be like, this is not the issue.
Right.
And, I mean, it's sort of a fight to actually get and receive real psychological, psychiatric help.
Yeah.
And that's the problem these people face today because of lack. There's a lack of services available to them.
And what a lot of people are doing, bless them all. For example, Brooke Cheney goes on YouTube and Facebook once a week, Saturday afternoons, I forget what time. And she goes, I was suicidal. I got better. I want to plant the seed that if you get in that situation, you already know that there are things you can do so you're not caught from behind. I saw today that Ruger donated $25,000 to Walk the Talk America. Makes me want to go buy one of their guns.
Sure.
Yeah, good for them.
But I mean, this is going to be one of these things where they're going to have to reinvent themselves. I mean, the whole as far as psychiatric help, because now you know they want to try to redefine the gun grabbers want to redefine a mental health issue as wanting to own a gun.
Yeah, I saw that.
So,
in other words, they're willing to call a third of American adults crazy.
Right.
Boy, does that sound like a disease in itself?
Well, you got to remember when you look at that number, that's a third of the American population. About 80 million people can't buy a gun because they're not of age.
Right. Just of the adults. Right.
Yep,
one third of the adults. I did see another fact. I really appreciated it. Gun owners are everywhere. We look like everyone. And the state with the largest number of firearms owners is not Texas. Remind Dan Zimmerman of that next hour, would you? But California, because it's the most populous state. Yes, they're anti-gun, but we're there, even though the government doesn't like us. The stereotype that gun owners are the old white guy, that's from Hollywood in the 1950s. Today, women are underrepresented by just 9%. Okay? What that means... When another one out of 11 women pick up a gun and go, yeah, I could take this home, they'll reach parity. Hispanics, it's when another one out of 25 Hispanics walk into a gun store, then they'll reach parity too. It's not that only old white men, everybody, that we're looking at small variations. Now, in some demographics, and I'm going to be fascinated when this firearm survey is released, What I want to just dive into is to figure out if that's constant across the country. You and I've lived down south. Our black friends all have guns. What I wonder is if a lot of this disparity by race is coming from anti-gun states, California, New Jersey, Delaware, New York. Is that where the separation is? Because that would indicate, wow, you guys, your anti-gun bigotry has made it impossible for minorities to reach parity. That's discrimination. That's against the law. We'll see what's hidden in that data.
Well, I want every citizen in the United States to be armed. I know that's not likely because of, you know, felons and stuff like that. But, I mean,
right.
I do not get too riled up when I hear about anybody taking up weapons to defend themselves. Even the hypocrites, like in Beverly Hills, they're hypocrites. But, you know, they're arming up.
Well, good. It's about time. You and I wonder, though, are they doing it and they go, I recently just saw something. I think it was put out by Fee. That it said the anti-gun attitude is elitist. It speaks of privilege because what you're saying is, you live in a gated community. You have security guards at work. What if you don't? What if you work in you live in an apartment, you work behind a gas station. The people who are protecting you are you. So how will the rich people in Beverly Hills take this fact that they now, oh, we need guns too. We'll see. We'll see what happens. I've meant to cover this. Yeah, I want to do it before we move on. We've got, what, five states that are getting closer to constitutional carry. In yep. Indiana, it's up for a vote today. So we'll have some news. Maybe Dan will have it in the next hour. I didn't see the results when I came on. It was interesting in Alabama. Some law enforcement officers, mostly police chiefs, spoke against constitutional carry. But fortunately, the House GOP caucus included constitutional carry on its list of legislative priorities. That was just last week. So Ohio is right behind it. Georgia, the governor is arguing against his political opponents, saying, yeah, give me the bill. Interesting. These are interesting times, Bill.
I back law enforcement, but anytime law enforcement gets out there and says law-abiding citizens carrying guns makes their job harder, that's where they lose me. But anyway, yeah. We are coming up on the last break of that really fast hour so far. Tell everybody how to find you.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, Put Me in Your Pocket, and I co-host the Polite Society podcast each week. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. Those articles often go up on Amalant, where I get to write the weekly Armed Citizen column.
I'll ask you about that in the next segment. You hang on for that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And we've been talking to Rob Morse. We've covered some interesting topics today. Not our usual fare, but I like it. I like it a lot.
Well, see what next week brings. You know, I was on a podcast with a guy out in Nebraska called Sandhill Shooter, the Get Off My Lawn podcast of all things. And even Nebraska is talking about constitutional carry. He pointed something out. He goes, it's sort of a litmus test. That reminded me that the Pennsylvania passed constitutional carry, making their Democrat governor veto it right before an election year. And they go, look, politics is a contact sport that will make the next Republican governor, if they have one, more likely to sign the bill, and it also will make it more likely that they will have a Republican governor, because now any Democrat running goes, yeah, I'm for the Second Amendment, but, and more people will listen to the but. Two things I also noticed, ghost guns, and which is really ridiculous. They're just homemade firearms. The GOA won a case in the city of Philadelphia so that the ordinance that Philly enacted was, what do they call it? Preliminary injunction. That was right. Because it's, wait a minute, how can you tell me I can't own a gun and the way you've written it? It's so unclear what you mean. That didn't stop the Democrat mayor of Denver from signing a bill. I can't, it won't be long. Probably you and I wonder whether that will be GOA, the Firearms Policy Coalition, or the Independence Institute who will sue Denver to put that case in court.
That's because whenever the gun grabbers get on something, they get so frothy in the mouth and everything, they completely abandon all reason and any semblance of sanity. I mean, how many hundreds of millions of people do they say, well, no, that's not. Have you been following the arguments in front of the Supreme Court reference the vaccine mandate?
No. Tell me about that.
So Breyer got out there, and he's so adamant that there's 750,000 people that have COVID right now. The other day he got so worked up about it, he said 750 million.
Whoops.
Which is, you know, 2 point something times the population of the United States. And this is this is where they fall into problems. Getting out there and banning something and calling something, like, where does it end as far as like a 80% lower? So are we talking about a bar stock piece of aluminum? That somebody that they all start that way.
they all start that way
before they get cut up and get CNC milled or whatever. Are we talking about a vat of liquid polymer?
Right.
Prior to it being poured. So where does it start? Where does it end? And they're not taking those things into consideration.
What's amazing, and our colleague Dean Weingarten loves this technology. I used to think that pushing a carbide button through a barrel would have been just impossible. That takes amazing tools. And he goes, nah, not really, Rob. No. You can buy the button. You know, you could do it with a vise. You'd do it better with a draw bench, but you can do it with a vise. And these days, the electrical discharge machine the grooves in the barrel. I don't know whether they do that before they button rifle or after, but wow. It's like desktop printing. I can now print Inconel parts. You know, that used to be bleeding edge engineering for aerospace parts. And now the guy goes, no, it's two doors down on the left. That's the guy who does it. With laser sintering, it's amazing. Times change. Firearms are primitive. Anybody can make them.
I'm beginning to think that we're going to be seeing some. I wonder if those big giant gourd heads full of brains are sitting around going, do we need brass to make a bullet? Do we need this kind of a primer to make a bullet?
Therefore,
they'll
regulate those?
No, they're not going to regulate them. I think we're going to see ammunition change. As far as what we see nowadays, brass ammunition with a primer in it, I think somebody's going to come out and figure out how to do it the same thing with different material.
Sure. Yeah.
And I hope it's lighter weight.
You've had David Kodria on, I remember, not too long ago.
Yes, sir.
And I thought of him. How many was it? Mexico indicted 7 government officials. 3 of them were arrested. And these were not lightweights. They were arrested for being complicit in the process that snuck 3,000 firearms to the drug lords in Mexico. 3,000 guns from America. And wait till you hear this. The former public security secretary and the former federal police head of intelligence were both indicted for that gun running. What I wonder is, was this trying to poke the Biden administration in the eye? Because when Biden was in the Obama administration, he was up to his neck with this. I don't have it all figured out. And we've really never prosecuted people in the ATF for running guns to the Mexican drug lords.
Nope. Sure haven't.
What I did say, all that came to mind when I saw this article. Mexico admitted that it lost, air quotes, 1/3 of the firearms it got from the United States. Lost. Well, then they turn around and say, yeah, well, the U.S. isn't special. We've lost the ones from Italy, Spain, Belgium. Oh, wow. Okay, so you're a leaky sieve and your guns are leaking out to the narcos. Yeah, that's where the Mexican cartels are getting their guns. And if you can move $1 billion worth of drugs across our border, if you can build your own submarines, you can make your own guns and get them across the border. We're not going to.
That kind of corruption, whenever you have somebody that's calling the shots and telling people what their rights are, whether it's Mexico as a country, Los Angeles as a city, corruption is going to occur. Just like that little gun shop in the LAPD where one day he had to take a vacation and they opened up all these gun boxes and he'd sold all those guns to cops.
There was a branch chief. He was not the guy who was he was not the armorer, the guy running right. the armory or right. the gun store. But this high-level police official in L.A. was really upset because the SWAT cops came in and stood him and his family up against the wall to look for some of those guns. It didn't say whether they found them. Well, that, if it's an ongoing investigation, they wouldn't. He I'm hasn't sure. been charged, but he's all, part of me thought, well, he's suing the LAPD, and I'm going, welcome to my side of the street. You guys abuse us all the time. Shame on you. I'm sorry you had to learn it. You and your family had to learn it at 2 in the morning. But wow.
They're not on our side of the street. They're criminals. What they did was they got caught, and they got caught breaking a law that they push. And so.
Again, the sheriff's deputies I've met tend to be pretty reasonable. The police officers tend to be reasonable. The police chiefs and, okay, the difference between elected versus appointed.
Right.
And that's been true in California. It's true here in Louisiana as well. My sheriffs, even some who identify as Democrat, if elected, tend to be more moderate in their views on firearms. That's great.
We're about to run out of time. One more time. How they find you?
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, 20 minutes once a week. I get to co-host on the Polite Society podcast. That's put out by the Second Amendment Foundation. That'll run 90 minutes. Now, my blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. Got about 1,800 articles up. That writing's often picked up at Ammoland, and I get to write the weekly Armed Citizen column at Ammoland. Bill, is Dan coming up next?
Dan is coming up next.
Ah!
And then in the third hour, I get to talk about my DMR woes with Nick Go from Spikes Tactical. So that's what's coming up next. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
My pleasure, Bill.
Coming up next, Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. This is Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.